Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, but a lot of time to talk and move and groove and all that fun stuff. Yeah, sorry about the snapping in the ear because nobody likes that. Okay. So let's talk about this because, listen, I don't know how things in your life work. I don't know how things in my life work sometimes. Seems like some synchronicities, constructs, some weird things that happen. But we talk about them sometimes, but not all the time. But maybe we need to get into some bigger detail sooner rather than later. But let's leave it at that for now. So let me tell you what's been on my mind. You know that from time to time, regardless of what you do for work, you have some of these big plans, big reveals, big duties that you have to do. You have these big, let's just call them projects, because that might help, that come about, that you have to look at and go, oh, crapola, we have to do this thing. You know what I'm talking about. You know that you have those things that come up, and you go, okay, if we do not do this now, I feel that we are never going to get to it. You know what I'm talking about? Because these things are important as we are talking. And the reason that I bring this up is because why is it that some of the projects that we get to do feel so big at times? Why is it that some of the projects that come about seem to be so ginormous? Yes, I did use the term ginormous, for us to be able to do things that need to happen. I don't know. But when that project comes up, what is the general feeling? Yeah, I did say feeling. What is the general feeling of the things you have to do? There has to be these gigantic structures and plans to put these things in place. Now, when you take a look at this, though, it's amazing, most of the time, the amount of detail and care that will go into one of these ginormous projects to make sure that everything's going to function. Why is that? Because that's what we do. We focus on these big, overlooping projects that need to be done, and a lot of stuff is planned for it. Let me flip that coin for you real quick. Why is it, though, that when we start taking a look at other stuff, it becomes a little bit more difficult? Why is it that when we look at other stuff, it becomes a little bit estranged? And the reason that I say this is the simple stuff that we get to do in life, there's not a lot of big hoopla behind it. And that is sometimes where errors live inside of our system. It's not the big plan thing. And why is that? Because so many eyes are on it. It is perfectly developed to be scaled out piece by piece by piece by piece by piece by piece, kind of like eating an elephant, if one may say so in that fashion. Not that you're going to eat an elephant, but just as an example. You're not going to eat the whole damn thing at one time. It's going to be small sessions in regards to getting stuff done. But the weird part here is that when we are doing these smaller things, all of a sudden, we want to do it all at one time. Not as well planned out. Not as well thought of. Not as well curated, if one may say. So here's the thing that I run into. I will tell you that recently I started on a pretty big project. Well, I shouldn't say recently. I should say I've been working on a pretty big project that, for some reason, at certain points of the project, I wanted this to be done, not realizing that it was going to take time and time and time and time and time in regards to building the structure. I was trying to look at it from the aspect that we do other things, where it would just be like, hey, it's done. Hey, it's quick. And yes, I have this bad habit of trying to do work relatively quick, opposed to it being meticulous in certain aspects. And the problem is that this bigger project that I have been working on has to be very meticulous on how things happen. So maybe that's the stuff to consider. How do you do your projects? And at the end of it, what is the important aspect that you look at when it's all said and done? Or is it just one of those things you're just trying to get it over with?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.